英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, hope you're all having a great day. In our last session, we discussed some key terms like vaccination hubs, vaccination sites, and all things vaccine related.
在上一期的节目里，我们谈及到了一些有关接种疫苗的单词。
We mentioned that every state has their own mandates and rules.
我们讲到了每个州都有它自己的注射疫苗的规定
mandates and rules. So it's best to check with your own state what the schedule is and what the plan is.
所以最好还是要查看每个州的官网，去了解一下当地的 vaccination plan, 接种疫苗的计划
schedule,
时间表
and eligibility,
和接种疫苗的条件和资格。
We mentioned that for the senior group,Adults aged 65 and over, they are eligible now. But who else?
我们谈到了65岁以上的 senior population, 现在在纽约州和在加州都是符合条件注射疫苗的。那么还有哪些人呢？
We're gonna look at both New York and California.
我们会具体了解一下纽约州和加州的情况。
Even though we're gonna look at New York State first, understanding this session will still help you anyhow if you live out of state.Because the only difference really is a matter of time. The key terms that we're talking about, they're not going to change.
尽管我们今天先来看一下纽约州目前有哪些条件和资格，但是这并不代表如果你不在纽约州的话，这期的节目就没有用。因为州与州之间的区别大部分是在时间表 schedule 上面，有关接种疫苗的信息其实大部分是一样的。
So, let's get started.Our source today, the site that we're referencing, is New York City's government website.
那我们今天参考的网页就是纽约市的官网
NYC.gov, the page on vaccine eligibility.
这个具体的网页是
COVID-19
疫苗资格
vaccine eligibility. So on the top of the page,
在页面最上方，它列出来了最新符合接种疫苗资格的两个团体。
How recent? This is as of March 1st.
从三月一号开始，有两个新的团体现在在纽约州可以注射疫苗了。
The two groups are food industry workers,
从事食品工业的人
,food industry, including unpaid workers,
从事食品工业的工作人员包括义工
,and hotel workers who have direct contact with guests,
和与客人有直接联系的酒店工作人员
,hotel workers.And food industry doesn't just mean those working in restaurants. Also listed here are food banks and home delivery meal programs.
从事食品工业行业的人除了餐饮业之外也包括
food banks,
就是粮食银行通常是为生活比较困难的人免费提供食物的组织机构。这里还包括一些从事 home delivery meal programs 的工作人员。就是一些提供点餐服务在网上下订单把食品送到家里的这些 service 这些服务行业也是包括在内的
So these two groups are newly eligible groups
那么这两组人是目前最新有资格去注射疫苗的团体
But who else? So scrolling down the page we'll see more eligibility criteria
那我们在同一个页面继续往下看下面就列出来了很多其他的条件和资格第一项就是 underlying health conditions, 就是本身身体健康欠佳的纽约居民
including New York residents who have cancer,
包括患有癌症的居民
cancer, cerebrovascular disease,
脑血管疾病
cerebrovascular disease, chronic kidney disease,
慢性肾病
chronic kidney disease, heart conditions,
心脏病
including but not limited to,Heart failure,
包括但不限于心力衰竭
Coronary artery disease,
冠状动脉疾病
Cardiomyopathies,
心疾病
Or hypertension, high blood pressure,
或者是高血压
High blood pressure. The list also includes those with a weakened immune system or immunocompromised state.
这一组人也包括免疫系统本来就非常弱的团体
Intellectual and developmental disabilities, including Down syndrome,
智力和发育障碍的人，包括唐氏综合症
liver disease,
肝病
neurologic conditions,
精神系统疾病
including but not limited to Alzheimer's disease or dementia,
包括但不限于阿尔兹海默氏病或痴呆症
pulmonary disease,
肺部的疾病
pregnancy, 怀孕的人 severe obesity, and obesity, 严重肥胖的人 sickle cell disease, 镰状细胞病 or thalassemia, 或地中海贫血 and last on the list is type 1 or 2 diabetes, 那么最后也包括一或二型的糖尿病。So these are all of the underlying health conditions that are listed. 那么如果您的身体欠佳，也有以上的病例和症状，您目前是可以去接种疫苗的。Below this section are older adults, meaning New York residents aged 65 and older, which we talked about before. So we're going to move on to the next one.
我们已经讲过了，任何纽约居民只要是65岁和以上，现在也都可以注射疫苗。那么除此之外，还有哪些团体呢？
Group living facility residents and staff. Group living facility
指的是团体生活的一些组织，比如说养老院、老人中心、疗养院
including residents and staff,
包括在这种团体居住的居民和工作人员
This group includes nursing homes,
养老院
and other congregate care facilities,
和其他综合护理机构
This list also includes people living and working in homeless shelters.
这也包括在庇护所工作和居住的人
as well as staff and residents of residential programs for victims of domestic violence.
这也包括针对家庭暴力受害者提供的庇护所和收容中心。
Also eligible now are those working in corrections departments.
符合资格注射疫苗的团体还包括在惩教部、缓刑部门和拘留所的工作人员。
And also first responders and support staff.
一线的必要工作者例如急救人员
healthcare workers,
医疗工作人员
public transit and TLC drivers,
公共交通工作者
including airline and airport employees,
包括航空公司和机场的工作人员
and also those working in schools, including pre-K to 12, college, childcare, and early intervention.
符合资格的团体也包括教育机构和组织里的工作人员从托儿所开始一直到大学
from pre-K to college.
以上就是目前所有符合接种资格的人群清单。
These groups now cover up to 7 million New York residents who are currently eligible to receive the vaccine.
目前符合条件的纽约居民大概有700万以上。
If you have any questions, you can always call the New York State COVID-19 hotline at 833-697-4829.
如果您还有其他的问题的话，或者是想要咨询自己是不是符合条件，你可以拨打纽约州的 COVID-19 服务热线833-697-4829。
Figuring out if you're eligible to receive a vaccine is the first thing to do. So I hope today's session is helpful, and we'll talk about how to schedule an appointment in a future session, so be sure to stay tuned.
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.